What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. Fear is a disease. Hope is its only cure.
I think doctors would differ.
Well, it depends on the kind of doctor. Dr. Nuvo Vindi, for example, is trying to kill everybody. Fun fact, those two Naboo guards there, they're the exact same model, but the first shot you only see them from behind, so you can't see their faces. And then the second shot, one of the soldiers is obscured by the rocket launcher, but it is the exact same person.
Full of fun facts today. This scene just makes me think of Queen Shadow.
Yeah. So now we know that there was a queen in between Padme and her.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same Padme outfit that she wears to Tatooine?
I don't think so, but it's similar with that, like, weirdly cut out abdomen.
Yeah. It's like, oh, hey, look how flat my stomach is. I designed this dress just to show it off.
We get it, Padme. I like that droids can get nauseous.
Yeah, he's totes grossed out right now.
C-3PO says that they want to hear his tales of medical heroics, and another fun fact, that was supposed to be a medical droid at first, but then they changed it to a tactical droid.
Mm. Oh, Jar Jar.
Someone could have gone over there and just, like, held him down. Captain Typho, what are you doing?
I'm no tattletale.
Uh-oh. How'd he know?
He's probably got the sensors.
He said he couldn't see.
He can hear.
It's another episode where Ahmed Best didn't do the voice.
Yeah.
And you can tell. I'm really glad he's going to Celebration.
Yeah.
I hope he gets a standing ovation. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to keep clapping until everyone else does.
This is one of many situations and episodes where Jar Jar just happens to do all these random clumsy things that end up helping them, like, oh, yeah. This bug is delicious, but it also comes from this very specific place.
Look at me accidentally solving everything.
Do you remember what those are called?
They're shocks. And yeah. I actually learned something yesterday on Twitter. They are always pregnant.
What? That makes the meal that they're going to be serving at Galaxy's Edge kind of
grim.
Grim, because they're going to be serving shock ribs.
Maybe they're male shock ribs.
Oh, maybe.
Also, that's Legends, so
oh,
they could always say, oh, well, never mind. We didn't kill a bunch of pregnant shocks.
You know a character is dead when the tongue is out. Jabba.
Shocks.
Shocks. Snoke.
I don't know why I remember so many fun facts about this episode, but originally
in the
script...
Did you look them up?
Well, yeah, but I remember like all of them. Originally, this was, instead of a shock, I don't know, massacre, mm-hmm. The poison was supposed to hit a Gungan city, which would make like relationships between the humans and the Gungans more tense, which Padme mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And it's the reason why she attacked Padme and Jar Jar. Vindi's like the most over-the-top villain mm-hmm. in a universe where Warm Loathsome is a general and Agent Tierney is in Star Wars Resistance.
Oh, I slipped and fell and found the bunker.
Yep.
Rock hat. He reminds me of, like, Mr. Freeze.
Yeah. Yeah. Some serious Nazi vibes going on.
That guy's Plagueis. Confirmed.
Yep. That's exactly how Plagueis would act. Lots of yeses. He was known for that. Mm-mm. Why does this guy love viruses so much?
The virus was murdered. Okay, he's reminding me more and more of Thanos now.
We can start a Twitter campaign that Vindy was better than Thanos. Sure, people would love that.
I mean, at least Thanos wanted to keep half.
R2 just swore.
Yeah.
Oh, a robo lobotomy. Okay.
That makes sense.
This kind of reminds me of, I sometimes have likened Palpatine to Peter Baelish from Game of Thrones. The whole, like, chaos is a ladder speech, and the Clone Wars are just creating chaos so he can seize more and more power. But this is kind of, I think Varys in Game of Thrones has the line that Baelish would be King of the Ashes. Like, he would destroy the entire kingdom if he meant that he could rule it.
Yeah.
It's kind of Palpatine's doing the same thing. I assume he is allowing Vindi to create this virus that'll spread across the whole galaxy, and he's like, yeah, we can destroy the galaxy if it
Yeah.
means I can have an easier time ruling it.
Right. Anything to help him have an easier time at getting power and control. Right. Well, all Gungans are just lucky, I guess, at finding things unexpectedly. My stomach is
I
growling.
was just going to edit that out, but it's been so often and so loud that I think I need to leave it in now.
This always happens for, like, right when we're about to record something.
You get gassy. All these cameras, like, what's going on up? Oh no!
That's a pretty solid use of the force, I'd say.
Sure.
floating
bombs,
floating a bomb into just the right spot. Now he's officially Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
I don't know why clones ever, like, dive into holes or anything before a Jedi does. They always jump in and they're immediately blocking lasers and stuff. That's a cool entrance.
He didn't do the superhero landing, though.
The clones are rappelling in like losers.
Oh, he did. Sort of.
Yeah, it's a 3-point landing. One arm down, two legs.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I always think those droids are cute.
I don't know why, but I don't really like them. Those little rabbit droid things, I don't know, they just don't feel like Star Wars to me for some reason.
They don't really look and move like droids.
You know what I think annoys me about them? This is like the most nitpicky, stupid thing. Is in the Clone Wars movie, like they bring a holo projector to, I think, Worm Loathsome. And then they hold it with their ears for no reason at all. Chosen one, he couldn't just like flick the switch off with the force.
Right.
I like the bomb squad clones.
Too unfocused. His emotions were getting to him.
Yeah, that does make perfect sense.
He was lashing out. Oh, it's like the bombs in The Last Jedi. I don't know if they blink.
I think they did. They definitely lit up. Let Jar Jar search. He'll stumble into the solution on accident.
It, like, moves more like an animal than a droid. It's kind of bouncy. I feel like using a lightsaber to cut through a steel door would be really satisfying.
Oh, yeah. Using a lightsaber to cut through anything. Oh, he does stumble into it.
Or get far away from the bomb?
Run, little Shaq. You're the last of your kind.
Oh.
Not really.
He is pretty obnoxious.
Maybe cool it there, Vindy. Those guys are good. They deactivated a lot of bombs.
Yeah.
Yay.
Everything's fine. That's the last of the blue shadow virus, I guess.
Or is it? Find out next week on The Clone Wars Commentary. Well, thank you guys for listening, as always. Thank you for being patrons, and may the Force be with you.